Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Catherine Mooney, and I'm the Director of Wellness and Prevention Services at Boston University. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here this afternoon and to be given the opportunity to tell you about our Condom Fairy program. So just to give you a quick snapshot of our campus, we are located in Boston. There are just over 30,000 students who come from all over the world to study at Boston University. Wellness and Prevention Services and the Condom Fairy program in particular serve the roughly 12,000 undergraduate students who live on campus. So before I give you sort of the details of our program, I wanted to just talk briefly about the public health problem that we're trying to address. As I'm sure you already know, there are almost 20 million new cases of sexually transmitted infections in the United States each year, and about half of those are among college-age youth. And even though male condoms are highly effective at protecting students against STIs, only a third of sexually active college students report always using a condom during vaginal sex, and even fewer, just 22%, report always using a condom during anal sex. So the literature identifies a lot of barriers to college students' consistent condom use, and this includes cost and feelings of embarrassment, awkwardness, and even dread when having to buy condoms. And research shows that some college students actually feel more embarrassed buying condoms than they do actually using them. And these feelings of embarrassment are associated with irregular condom use and or no use at all. Research done by Scott Butler at Georgia College and State University showed that the majority of four-year colleges and universities do distribute male condoms on campus, primarily through outreach, using fishbowls like the one pictured here. But he also showed that the scope of the condom distribution on these campuses is inadequate, at just over one condom per student per year. So knowing this and also looking at the CDC guidelines for structural level condom distribution programs, which show the interventions that provide condoms for free and in a wide scale fashion, that they're effective at increasing condom use and decreasing STI rates. So knowing all of this, and putting this information into our program planning, our Condom Fairy program objectives were to increase condom availability, to increase access not only to male condoms, but also female condoms, oral dams, and lubricant, to increase STI testing among our program participants, and increase awareness of enthusiastic sexual consent. So I'll be talking today about the outcomes as they relate to these first three objectives. So how does the program work? Well, students can participate in the Condom Fairy program by visiting our website. There they can review the available safer sex supplies, as well as our Condom Fairy protection plan, which gives them some guidance on which supplies may be right for them. They complete an online form, which records their name, their gender, their student ID number, their on-campus address, what supplies they've ordered, and their motivations for using condoms. After they submit the request, within a couple of minutes, they get an automated confirmation email that that provides a link to a pretest survey that we ask them to complete. Then about 3 days a week, the wellness office staff downloads this request data into a database. We print report of students' orders, and then our peer educators and our trained undergraduate student interns fill the Condom Fairy request. And then our university mail services pick up the packages at our office, and they deliver them on campus within 5 to 7 business days. So this is what a typical Condom Fairy delivery looks like. It includes not only the safer sex supplies that the student has ordered, but also some educational materials on STI testing, consent, and some tips for before they get busy. So since we launched the program in January of 2013, we have mailed over 3,600 packages of safer sex supplies to students on campus mailboxes. The majority of our program participants are freshmen and sophomores, and most identify as white, heterosexual, and female, and just over half are report that they're in a committed relationship. So initially, we evaluated the program with just a one-time post-test at the end of each semester. But then this semester, for the first time, we decided to implement a pre- and post-test, which allowed us to look at what impact our educational materials were having on our campus in particular. So now I'm going to share some of those outcomes. This slide gives you a sense of what supplies we've been distributing on campus, and you can see in the pie chart that most of what we're giving out are male condoms and lubricant. And we were really happy to see at the post-test 4 weeks later that almost 100% of our program participants have reported that they have either used or plan to use the male condoms and lubricant. We've also learned that the Condom Fairy program provides critical access to the oral dam and female condom in particular. So among students who are interested in these items in particular, half or more wouldn't have access to these items if it weren't for our Condom Fairy program. We also asked students to report on their levels of comfort and convenience in using the Condom Fairy program as it compared to other more traditional outlets for safer sex supplies. And as you can see, by and large, students feel very comfortable utilizing our program, which I think is interesting when you compare it to the purchasing online, which is on the far right, that they still perceive it to be much more comfortable than, a service that's theoretically somewhat confidential as well. Likewise, students perceive the program to be highly convenient, even though there is a bit of a lag time. It takes 5 to 7 business days for them to receive their order. We also asked students in the pre and post-test to report sort of their knowledge and intentions to get tested for STIs. So we were happy to see here that we saw a 56% increase in the number of students who reported that they knew of locations in Boston that offered free STI testing after receiving a Condom Fairy package. Using the stages of change model, we also asked students to tell us kind of where they were in their thinking about getting tested. And between the pre and post tests, we saw a 63% decrease in the number of students who said that they'd never thought about getting tested for STIs, and a 33% increase in the number who had been reported getting tested at least once. And since the theme of our conference is more prevention for the money, I thought I would just touch upon the program costs quickly. So basically, the cost for a typical Condom Fairy order, which you saw before, usually consists of male condoms and lube, that costs us just a little over $2. And the reason why we're able to keep that cost so low is because it's our peer educators and our interns who are assembling the packages, and then our University Mail Services delivers them at no cost. So just in the few minutes that I have left, I wanted to just sort of reflect on what we have learned so far in implementing this program on our campus. I think first and foremost, students really value and appreciate that this program meets their needs in the sense that it's completely free. They can access the program, in the privacy of their own dorm room, on their smartphone, at any hour of the day. And we know that 90% of our students have said in the program evaluation that they find that the program has made it easier for them to practice safe sex. I think getting a package in the mail is somewhat of a novelty for our students as well, and so that works to our advantage. And the strategy really creates a unique communications opportunity, which I'm really excited about. I think the fact that students are reading the materials that we're including, it's resonating with them. Going forward, I think we're interested in tailoring some of our materials to specific subpopulations, like our LGBT community, really taking advantage of that communications opportunity. And then lastly, the popularity of the program has sort of built a Condom Fairy brand that we're hoping to leverage, in the future. Specifically, we're hoping to have a coordinated STI testing event on our campus this fall. So hopefully putting messages out through our Condom Fairy deliveries to encourage students to attend. So hoping to normalize condom use on our campus and institutionalize that social norm. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, this paper is open for questions, if anybody has any. The mic is coming around. We've got another one for the audience.
Hi, I'm Rob Brawley from Kentucky. It's a great idea.
Thank you.
I wondered, though, if you tried to use maybe your logo and program label with the places in the community that sell condoms. I think condoms are very expensive compared to the cost you have. CVS, Walgreens, small volume, they're $1 a piece.
Right.
And I wondered if maybe you thought of maybe having them have one of your logos at a discounted price, or some way to try to reduce the cost, because if you go to buy a six-pack of beer and the condoms are more expensive than beer, you're just buying beer.
Right, right. No, I think you're absolutely right. You know, and college students, you know, perceive that condoms are expensive as well, which is, you know, part of our motivation for creating this program. And, you know, I think we've taken advantage of some of the nonprofit pricing for condoms to be able to keep the cost low. I also try to network and talk with, you know, condom companies. We're open to, you know, really distributing any brand. In fact, I think it's a good thing for students to have options and to try different types and brands. So, yeah, I think, you know, offering coupons or something like that would be a great idea, because eventually our students will graduate and they'll be on their own. So we want to continue promoting the condom use then as well.
Hi, my name is Andrea, and I'm from Indiana. Do you know why, or have you ever explored why you don't have as many of your juniors and seniors? Is it because they're working, they have more money? And does your health center on campus test for STIs, and have you seen a decrease since the implementation of your program?
Great questions. Regarding the sort of our program participants, I don't know the reason for the underclassmen. I think, so right now our program serves students that live on campus only, because we use that interdepartmental mail service. There are more students who are younger that live on campus, right? They get older, they move off campus. Although 75% of our students actually stay on campus for 4 whole years. However, this coming fall, we're going to be expanding the program to off campus with a small grant that we received through the American College Health Foundation. So we can actually take a look at the numbers, compare them next spring to the past to see if that changes at all, if we're able to reach juniors and seniors. Regarding the STI testing, we do offer testing on our campus. It's not free. It's free for students who have the student health insurance. So because we're in the city of Boston, you know, it's wonderful. We have lots of resources for free testing, and we talk about them quite a bit, but it makes it harder for us to really track our impact in that specific capacity. But I would love to be able to do that.
Great. Well, thank you all for the questions. I think we're going to have to move on.